O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Make me to know your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. Psalm 45. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. My heart is astir with gracious words. As I make my song for the king, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are the fairest of men. Full of grace are your lips, for God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one. Gird on your majesty and glory. Ride on and prosper in the cause of truth, and for the sake of humility and righteousness. Your right hand will teach you terrible things. Your arrows will be sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, so that peoples fall beneath you. Your throne is God's throne forever. The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of righteousness. You love righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. From ivory palaces, the music of strings makes you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people and your father's house. So shall the king have pleasure in your beauty. He is your Lord, so do him honor. The people of Tyre shall bring you gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is embroidered cloth of gold. She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework. After her, the virgins that are her companions. With joy and gladness shall they be brought, and enter into the palace of the king. Instead of your fathers, you shall have sons, whom you shall make princes over all the land. I will make your name to be remembered through all generations. Therefore shall the peoples praise you for ever and ever. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. Let us pray. Lord our God, bring your bride, your holy church, with joy to the marriage feast of heaven, and unite us with your anointed Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." From the rising of the sun to its setting, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to God the Father, who has reconciled all things to himself in Christ. For peace among the nations, that God may rid the world of violence and let peoples grow in justice and harmony. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who serve in public office, that they may work for the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For Christian people everywhere, that we may joyfully proclaim and live our faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who suffer from hunger, sickness, or loneliness, that the presence of Christ may bring them health and wholeness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. O Lord our God, grant us grace to desire you with our whole heart, that so desiring we may seek and find you, and so finding may love you, and so loving may hate those sins from which you have delivered us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God grant to the world justice, truth, and peace. Amen.